From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. An American convicted of a federal crime is 7% more likely to be sentenced to jail time if they are Black than if they are white. And that jail time is likely to be 8 months longer if the person is Black. That's a major disparity, but it's also a major improvement over where we were 20 years ago. That's the conclusion of a new analysis presented at the American Sociological Association earlier this month. Ryan King is professor and chair of sociology at The Ohio State University and one of the lead authors on this work. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What was your hypothesis going into this research? Did you have some reason to expect that perhaps disparities in sentencing had actually improved?
No, actually, we did not. We didn't know quite what to expect coming into this. And in fact, in conversations with my co-author, Mike Light from the University of Wisconsin, we had come up with a number of reasons why we might expect disparities to actually have increased and some reasons why we thought it might have decreased. And so that's why we decided to collect as much information as we could and do the analysis to try to sort it out.
What are some of those reasons that you were looking at going into this study?
Sure. I can give you maybe just three examples from each column here. So in terms of reasons why we might expect less disparity, for one, there's been some attenuation or some decrease in overt racial discrimination over time. If we look, for example, at the General Social Survey, those who support segregationist policies, those who are opposed to interracial marriage, those numbers have declined over time. And by over time, I mean since about the 1970s or so. Second, there's been more diversity in the legal profession, and research shows that when you have more diversity in a workplace or more diversity in the courtroom work group, you tend to get more equality in sentencing. And then third, there had been some policy changes, particularly at the federal level in 2009-2010 that may have led to a reduction in disparities. On the other side, there were some reasons to expect more. Some prior research on related topics such as racial disparities and the imprisonment rate had suggested since that time that it had increased. There are some social science theories that suggest as a society gets more diverse, you tend to get more discrimination. And then there's the issue of criminal histories that since the 1980s or so, that the average defendant coming into a criminal court has a more extensive criminal history or criminal record. And that's particularly true for African-Americans relative to whites. So given that that's an important determinant of whether you go to prison or not, those factors led us to believe, well, maybe it had increased. And so in the end, we found that it had actually decreased, in some cases substantially.
So Ryan King, take us back to the early 1990s. That's when your new analysis kind of starts. That's the baseline that you compare to. So where were we then in terms of racial disparities in sentencing?
Right. So we start in the 1990s in our analyses of federal courts, those who were convicted in a federal court. And in some of our other analyses, we look at one state, for example, Minnesota, where we start in the early 1980s. But to your question with respect to federal courts, the difference in the average sentences between whites and blacks was quite substantial in U.S. district courts. So, for example, without taking into account the nature of the crime or the criminal history, things that ultimately matter and that we did take into account in some analyses, but that the average sentence for blacks in federal court was right around 70 months, whereas for whites it was closer to 40 months. And so you had a disparity of about 30 months in 1992.
That's almost 3 years difference.
Right, and that was not even the peak. The peak was a couple of years later where it was north of 40 months. And it stayed north of that 30-month mark until about 2009 when we saw a rather stark decline over the following 8 years or so. And by 2016, the last data point in our analysis, it was, as you mentioned earlier, below 10 months.
That's a pretty significant change, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely, I would say.
So how do those sentences then, we're talking about the difference in the number of months that a white person versus a black person would be sentenced to when they've been convicted of a federal crime, how do those sentence lengths compare to, say, the federal guidelines for sentencing?
Pretty good. pretty good, right? So the United States courts operate under a guideline system, which means, in brief, that two factors should really determine most of the criminal sentence, and that is the severity of the crime and the criminal history of the defendant. And so our analysis finds that, by and large, right, those disparities were driven not so much by judges using a lot of discretion and sentencing blacks more harshly than whites, but it was driven more by the guidelines themselves. That is, the actual sentences and the actual difference that we see between blacks and whites in federal courts maps on very closely to what we would expect given the guidelines, or what's called the presumptive sentence that the guidelines recommend.
Does that then suggest that the disparity is, in fact, not a disparity in how much jail time a person is being sentenced to for a specific crime, but that, in fact, black and white Americans are being charged with and convicted of different crimes?
Yeah, it's largely attributable to the latter. Not only, though, the type of crime, but also the criminal history of the defendant. On average, black criminal defendants who are convicted in federal court have more extensive criminal histories than the average white in criminal court, and that's something we find at the state level as well. It's those factors in the presumptive sentence that generates that's driving the disparity.
Ryan King, in this analysis, you have also looked at sentencing disparities between white and Hispanic individuals, and the overall disparity in the likelihood of being incarcerated has actually increased for Hispanics between 1996 and 2016. But the full story is much more nuanced than that and comes down to an issue not necessarily of race, but of citizenship. So tell us what you found there.
The story for the black-white difference was pretty clean, and we felt like we could explain pretty well why that decline had happened. It's much more complicated when we compared Hispanic convicted defendants to white convicted defendants in federal court there. And the key thing that we have to keep in mind there is whether or not the defendant was a citizen or a non-citizen. And so that takes us in two different directions. For non-citizens, our research finds that the gap between citizen and non-citizen has been growing over time. On the other hand, if we look only at U.S. citizens, we find that the sentencing disparities have declined over time, where the gap is much more narrow today than it was 10 or 20 years ago.
Is this another instance where the nature of the crime, the charge, is actually responsible for that disparity? I mean, is this the difference between sentencing and incarceration for immigration offenses versus other offenses? Or is this a story of discrimination against non-citizens when they're charged with the same crimes as citizens?
It's a little bit of both. So if you take the big picture and you look at sentencing, yeah, it's still the nature of the crime that's going to drive a lot of this. And so if we look at the same criminal offense and the same criminal record, and we compare citizens to non-citizens, we still find some residual difference there, in which non-citizens are on average sentenced more harshly than our citizens, even for the same crime and controlling for the criminal record. And that disparity has grown over time. Meanwhile, or at the same time, for Hispanic citizens, they have come closer to white citizens during that same time period.
Ryan, you mentioned going into this work that you had kind of these two lists of factors that could increase racial disparities in sentencing and factors that could have decreased racial disparities in criminal sentencing over this 20 or 30 year period that you were looking at. Now that you actually have the data and the analysis, that you know what the trends are, where disparities are decreasing and what's driving those changes, does that give you any sense of why, what might actually be leading to those changes?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does. And in particular, in the federal system, as we talked about earlier, you know, the sentencing differences were pretty drastic up until, you know, about, I mentioned the date 2009 or so. And it's probably not coincidence that two things happen that affect federal charging and sentencing. around that time. The first is you have a change in the presidential administration. You have the first African-American attorney general in Eric Holder. And there's a different take on mandatory minimums and drug charging in federal court. 1 year later in 2010, Congress passes the Fair Sentencing Act, and that gets incorporated into the sentencing guidelines the next year in 2011. And the Fair Sentencing Act is quite important because many of us have heard of the infamous 100-to-1 powder to or crack to powder cocaine ratio. And this was a drug law passed in 1986 that basically punished crack cocaine possession 100 times more harshly than powder cocaine possession. And the Fair Sentencing Act brought that 100-to-1 difference down to 18-to-1. And so we think it's probably not coincidence that right in 2010 that you see almost all of the decrease in sentencing disparities, particularly for drug cases, happen in the 5 or 10 years following that legal change and that change in the administration.
Ryan King, as you yourself have noted, even if we were to just say look at the dramatic reduction in the disparity between jail time sentences for Black versus white Americans and say that's a huge improvement, improvement does not mean that we have reached equality or fixed the problems in the criminal justice system.
Yeah, and I want to be very careful to point that out, and I appreciate you mentioning that, because the point of our research is not to say, look, everything's equal now, don't worry about it anymore. Rather, we just wanted to describe the change over as long a period of time as we could. There's not perfect equality in sentencing, and we are not yet at parity, and so there's still work to be done.
Ryan King is professor and chair of sociology at The Ohio State University. He is the co-author of a recent analysis of changes in sentencing disparities for Black, white, and Hispanic Americans. Ryan, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.